The views and opinions expressed by Brock and Hunter are ridiculous and should not be heard by anyone. WIRX denies any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
Our favorite show.
You got a hit show.
How come you're so good?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality.
Don't go all diva on me.
I guess I'm just a people person.
Thing is, you just talk way too much. You're super clingy and you come on way too strong.
Well, suppose everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Our opinions are like
handkerchiefs. Everybody's got one.
That's not even how the saying goes.
But you get the point.
I'm not wearing any pants. Not wearing any pants, just me and my undies.
They're not children, they're not adults, they're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
All right, here we go. Good morning.
What?
601, it's Brock, it's Hunter. Did you like that version?
It's some randomness in there, man.
It's some very randomness in there. Perfect for a Wednesday morning. Perfect to get started with.
God, it's Wednesday, huh?
I think so. For some reason, I felt like it was Thursday, but no, it's Wednesday. I
thought it was Tuesday.
I am 99.9% sure it's Wednesday. Yep, it's Wednesday, April 8th. Okay. All right, we haven't completely lost track of the days quite yet, but we're getting there. We're getting there.
I didn't miss summer, did I?
No, not yet. Not yet, buddy. We're okay. What the hell? It's January 1st again?
Wow, okay.
How the hell did this happen? Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to it. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Morning. Happy Wednesday. Good morning, my friend. Got a lot to get to today. It is actually going to be a super busy day today. We got your prank phone call. We got giveaways. I got something really cool coming up with Wayland. I thought it was last week. It's this week. So we got that all squared away. I'm going to give you all the details on that a little bit later on. So it's going to be a crazy Wednesday. I hope you're ready for it. I hope you're not too hungover. I hope you're not too sleepy. I hope you're set, because if you are hungover and sleepy, I'm going to wake your ass up and make you not hungover.
You think there's people that have been hungover every single day?
Probably.
Since the quarantine?
Yeah, me. Well, but that's every day, though. It doesn't matter quarantine or not. That's just that's how I roll,
buddy. Daily routine.
That's right. That's how I roll. You're not hungover if you're always hungover. Does that make sense? It's just one or the other, man. So, all right. Well, let's get some music going. Let's get our asses woken up. I got to get some caffeine in me. I'm sure you got to do the same. You probably got to use the restroom or something, more than likely.
I do.
I really do. I do. All right. Well, we're going to take care of that stuff, and then we're going to be back in a few. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Hunter, WIRX, WIRX.com. We'll be back in a few. Hey, good morning. 612, Brock Hunter.
What's happening?
What's up, you ace? Let's take a quick forecast look. I was going to say quick look at your forecast. My brain's like, nope, we're going to switch the words around. Today, we got some clouds this morning, then sun. Another gorgeous day, high of 68. Yesterday was effing beautiful, man.
Was.
Oh, my God.
Loved it. Loved every bit of it.
We, Kiki and I ended up just going for a drive. She wanted to get some flowers, so we went and picked those up. Of course, social distancing practice. Don't worry. So we did that, then we stopped by and saw you guys for a little bit. And just, I mean, driving with the windows down just felt so nice.
It was a day you could just kind of, you know, get some of that fresh air, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to text you last night. We literally passed out at like 9 o'clock last night. I'm not sure what time you guys left, but I remember eating food and then literally out. But I meant to text you last night. I appreciate them flowers,
yeah,
man.
That
was nice of you guys.
Kiki's got a place she loves, Flowers by Anna, down in Buchanan. And I was like, yeah. And so she's been making bouquets and selling them. And you guys swung by over the weekend and were kind enough to bring us booze, because apparently we're alcoholics. And and Kiki's like, well, I want to get them, you know, get them something nice. So we got you some flowers, and the beautiful flowers.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
But yeah, it was just nice to get out and feel the warm sun on your face and that warm southwestern Michigan breeze. Ooh-wee.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Man. It was. I got on the bike and cruised out of the pier for a little bit. Just kind of check it out and see what was going on. People are walking around, you know, isolating themselves. But, you know, out getting that fresh air, getting some of that vitamin D, it was nice. And the mood was high again. You could just tell the mood around is people are more open to wave. People are more open to nod. People are more open to, you know, just kind of express their, hey, you okay? Everything good? Okay, good. It's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah, yeah. The warmer weather definitely helps people cheer up a little bit. I know it does for me for sure, because when it's nice out, you're just like, well, no, I can't be mad about anything. It's great. We're good. We got this. We got this, folks. So and also too, the warm weather will hopefully kill off this virus a little bit sooner.
Yeah, please.
So. Rest of your forecast, tonight, cloudy, chance for rain, low of 38. It's dropping down the next couple days. Thursday, we're going to see a high of only 42. Friday, high of 40, then warming a little bit, into the weekend. But temperatures kind of, fluctuating there in the upper 40s, lower 50s. So, there you go. Well, like I said, I don't think we're going to see any more snow. Knock on wood. I think we've passed that point, which I'm happy about. Last year at this time, it was like, well, we'll probably have like six more snows because that's the way it's going. But I think we're good, man. I think spring is here. So, all right.
We hit the slopes one last time.
One last time. No, don't you dare. Don't you dare say that. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with sports in just a few. Stick around. Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. The mighty Metallica. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 6:22. Let's get right to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, doing the sports. Yeah. Hey,
yeah, sports time. Yeah.
Yeah, sports time. Yeah, as always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. Yeah. of course, check out Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud, Bud Light Seltzer, which is delicious. Kiki had one of those yesterday. Got the strawberry one. She loves it. They're delicious, and you should try one when you get a chance. Bud Light Seltzer.
Bitch.
what do we got for sports, buddy?
How do you feel? Are you happy this morning? Are you in a good mood? Are you uplifting? Did yesterday make you feel all happy?
I feel like if I say yes, you're going to bring me down. So
say yes, would you?
Yes.
Good, because I'm going to bring you down. Oklahoma State football coach Mike Gundy, he caused a little stir on Tuesday by saying he intends to bring members of the program to the team's facility in May despite the coronavirus pandemic.
What is he doing?
This is what it says in quotes. In my opinion, we need to bring our players back. That's what Gundy said on a teleconference call. Also says they are 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 years old, and they are healthy, and they have the ability to fight this virus off. If that is true, then we sequester and continue. We sequester them and continue. That's what he says, sequester. I don't think I've ever heard that name before, or that word.
That name, it's a weird name.
All right. He says this, because we need to run money through the state of Oklahoma. Gunny said much of Oklahoma relies on revenue generated by college football and claimed the OSU program brings about $36 million to the state. He said, when you're talking about continuing the economy in the state, if you have to play, plus you got to play. You got to play anyway. That's what he says. Everybody needs to see football. Even if you just watch it on TV, it's going to make everybody feel better. So there you go, Brock.
So here's the thing is, yes, they may be 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Mm-hmm. That's not, excuse me. Everyone freaks out. Oh, God, he's dead.
Oh, my God.
That's not the point. The point is, yeah, they may be healthy. They may be fine. But it may be the older janitor. It may be an older coach. It's someone around there. It's not the point that they're young and healthy. Oh,
here's a couple points. That is a good point, what you're saying there. I don't think the guy gets it. I don't think why everybody is in quarantine.
Yeah.
You know what? You can have your opinion. Yeah, you know what? Maybe he really does feel like, you know, we need to bring these guys back. We need to put some revenue through the state. We need to play, blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing. Pick and choose the right time to say something like this. Like, nobody's going to hop on board onto your train, bro. Yeah. I'm sorry. Everybody is going through it. Everybody. So, I mean, yes, we would love football. But that's not the point.
Yeah.
The point of being quarantined and not playing football is for the safety and the sake of elders. Honestly, it's not even elders anymore. Everybody.
Everybody.
They're saying everybody now is susceptible. Yeah. They're 20-year-olds getting this now. Yeah. I mean, it's beyond the point of, yes, okay, we understand you need revenue for your state. Yes, we understand you want to play football. We understand these kids are young.
We all do.
We do. But you know what? Tough luck, man. And you know what? You shouldn't say anything right now. It's probably not the best time to come out and speak That behalf.
He's just, I don't know. It's not smart. I don't agree with it. Before we, you know, call this guy every name under the sun, we'll just leave it at that, is that we disagree, sir. And believe me, we wish it was completely the other way around, but...
we agree to disagree.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. All right.
Well, and you know what? One more quick UFC bit here real quick. I'm not even going to read anything. I'm just going to tell you what the... Dana White is not disclosing the location of the UFC fight because he says creepy people, and I say creepy people in quotes, creepy people will ruin it. That's what he says.
No, you're going to ruin it.
All right.
You jerk.
You know what he means by it? He means by if he tells everybody where the location is, everybody's going to call that location and bitch.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And he doesn't want that happening.
Because you shouldn't be doing it, for God's sakes.
Yeah, you know, if people are going to do that, for a reason, Dana.
Dana? Does Dana and the Oklahoma coach hang out and have the same terrible ideas together?
They might.
Anyway. All right. Well, thanks for bringing me down, dude. Thanks for making me mad after a beautiful day yesterday.
There weren't any dunks last night. There were no good stories.
Damn it, you jerk. All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning.
Go Ninja, go.
638, Brock Hunter, Lyrics.
I need to watch that movie again.
Lyrics. It's a great one. It's numero dos. It's a fantastic one.
Secret of the ooze.
Secret of the ooze. Ooze. What? I don't know what that was.
Have you seen any of the new Ninja Turtles?
Yes, we saw not the most recent one, the one before that they first brought back with that had Megan Fox in it, right?
I think
she played April O'Neil. I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought it was good. You know, it's different seeing the CGI, and it was kind of cool because you could really differentiate. You know, they really gave them, you know, unique personalities and characteristics. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it will ever top.
Here's the thing with CGI. CGI is getting there, man. It is right there. It is close. It is almost as good as the old puppeteer things. You know, what they used in Jurassic Park, what they used in the show Dinosaurs, Ninja Turtles. Here's the thing with CGI, in my opinion. It's too fast.
Yeah.
It's like characters and things move too fast when it's CGI. They need to slow it down a little bit. And it's like, I feel like CGI, it's a lot like WWE. Like, as soon as something happens, they, like, cut away from it real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like you never get the full shot.
They
do things. It's always too fast and too quick.
They do things, too, that are, like, almost too ridiculous. Yeah. Like, when you just have a guy in a suit or animatronics or whatever it is, like, it's you can't pull off. Like, there is some scenes. And, of course, listen to us ripping apart a movie about fake turtles with ninja powers. Like, it just doesn't seem real enough. But, you know, like, it almost goes too crazy. You know, like, it's like, okay, that was, like, over the top, which I like, but I'd rather almost see, like, Tom Cruise-esque, like, actually him jumping from building to building, you know what I mean? Well, that's why...
The perfect example is Jurassic Park. Just watch the first Jurassic Park,
and
then skip to the very last one and watch that one, and just compare the two. It's like, the dinosaurs just seem so much more real in the first one.
Well, and, you know, like the scene with the T-Rex eye... Like, that's the real T-Rex head. And so that's why it looks so convincing. They mixed CGI with real, like, animatronics, and that's why it looks so real.
It's like your brain knows. Your brain's telling you.
Yep.
You know, it's like those eyes are lifeless.
Yeah.
You know, it looks legit, but it's just like your brain knows.
Yeah. I was reading, so there was something on Reddit about that where it was just talking about, like, switching, you know, when you have real, you know, like man-made stuff like a T-Rex head along with CGI, it keeps your brain from, like it doesn't, like, I don't know how that works. It makes your brain keep from going, like, oh, that's fake. That's fake. That's fake. Because... it looks real and it's real to the eye, so the fake stuff doesn't seem as fake. It's a whole thing. I'm not a scientist. I don't know.
I think I went on this rant because I watched a video yesterday, and it was the Batman versus Superman, and they showed the bat suit and then the CGI bat suit, and like different scenes where they use an actual guy and scenes where they use CGI. And like, you can just tell.
You can tell, man.
You can really tell. I'm not going to say visually, because the way it looks is pretty damn close with the CGI, but it's all in the movement. It's all in the, hey, there's no way.
So take it from us, Hollywood, two guys that have no experience in it.
What's your charge?
You're doing it wrong. All right, let's do it. That was 5 minutes on Hollywood and CGI and how they're doing it wrong. Let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, David Ellefson of Megadeth is spearheading an online marathon to raise funds to help kids with music instruction during quarantine. This is really cool, man. The 8-hour Say Can You Stream will start at 4 p.m. on Saturday and stream on YouTube and Facebook pages of the Grammy Music Education Coalition and the David Ellefson Youth Music Foundation. The funds raised will go to the foundation's Schools Out initiative, which is providing online lessons, instruments, and gear to kids during the coronavirus crisis. The list of artists taking part include Alice Cooper, Charlie Benante of Anthrax, Chris Kale of Five Finger, Ellefson's Megadeth bandmate Dirk Verburen, Kiko Lorio, Frank Hannon of Tesla, you got Clint Lowry of Seven Dust, Whitefield Crane of Ugly Kid Joe. So it's a huge setup of artists that are helping these kids out. Ellefson will also perform a set remotely with his band, which has two members quarantined in Italy right now. So Ellefson and the Rockers helping the kids, man. I like that.
So they're teaching them? Are they performing?
They're giving lessons and doing things that will also raise money for to donate to the actual programs that they have there. So, yeah.
You ever heard of those master classes?
Yeah. I watched one with Sinister Gates of Avenged Sevenfold, and it's crazy, dude. It's crazy.
Master classes seem pretty legit. I watched a couple ads on them, and they basically just take you through what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole shebang from thinking of a song, starting it, how to make it.
Yep.
Where to start, where to end. It's pretty interesting.
It's cool, man. It's cool. It's cool to kind of see that breakdown of it. So there you go. And again, that starts this Saturday on YouTube and Facebook. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1962, Guns N' Roses co-founder and guitarist Izzy Stradlin, real name Jeffrey Dean Isbell, was born in Lafayette, Indiana, right down the road from us, man, not too far. So there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Good morning. 6:50, Brock Hunter.
Good morning, what's up? Here we go. All right, it's what? Wednesday?
It's Wednesday. 6:50, Wednesday morning. Bananas.
Hey, listen to this.
What?
Listen to this post I just read. This guy texts this girl. He says, "Are you Samantha?" She says, responds, "Right, this is a text message. I have a boyfriend, go away." Guy just responds, "I just found your wallet. You left it by the counter at work, and I found your number through one of your business cards." She responds, Oh my God, that's awesome. Can we meet up so you can return it?" Laughy face. He responds, "I have a girlfriend. Go away."
Go away.
Yes.
"I have a boyfriend. Gross. Ow."
And if you're a girl out there and you respond right away with that, you need to grow up.
You're a jerk.
You're
a lot of jerks this morning.
"Hey, that boyfriend, go away." Not everybody wants to, you know.
Especially not with that attitude. We don't want to bang you with that attitude. I mean, I will begrudgingly, but I'm not going to enjoy it as much. Anyway, good morning, everybody. 6:51 is Brock. It's Hunter. Don't forget, a lot of great stuff coming up this morning. We've still got some giveaways coming up. We got your prank phone call of the week. Got something really cool lined up with Waylon. That's right, our Michigan boys. We're going to do some fun stuff online with them. So stay tuned for all the details on that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, useless trivia. Stick around.
Now,
okie dokie. Here we go. It's time for useless trivia brought to you by No LaRue Casual Cajun Eatery in St. Joe. They're amazing, man, and they're still serving you. Obviously, you can't dine in, but don't worry. You can do carry out. You can also do delivery on Grubhub, so you can eat like a king, get all your favorite New Orleans classics from Nola Roux, and I'm going to help you out, save you some money with the gift certificate. Your useless trivia for today. On this day, 1974, Hank Aaron hit his 715th career home run, breaking Babe Ruth's record. Crazy, man. Hank Aaron also holds the record for the most all-star game selections. How many was he selected for? Hank Aaron holds the record for the most all-star game selections. How many was he selected for? A-15, B-25, or C-35? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Hank Aaron holds the record for most all-star game selections. How many was he selected for? A-15, B-25, or C-35? 925-WIRX, 925-9479 to call, play, win.
Rock only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Here we go. Good morning. It's 6:58. Your useless trivia brought to you by Nola Roux Casual Cajun Eatery. Going to get ourselves a winner here. Hank Aaron beat Babe Ruth's home run record on this day, 1974. Just smoking balls, man. Just whack, whack, whack. Smoking them. Anyway, besides just being a home run king, Hank Aaron holds the record for most all-star game selections. How many was he selected for? Let's get ourselves a winner here. WIRX, hello.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yo.
The answer is 25.
25. That is correct. All right. Nicely done. What's your name, man?
Jason.
Jason, where are you calling from this morning, Jason?
Ben Harbor.
You know we're number one there, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Jason, you're my big winner. Got yourself that gift certificate to Nola Roux. What station hooked you up?
107 WIRX.
All right. Next chance to win coming up tomorrow. Same place, same time. Let's do news. Rock.